welcome to the My Interest This Week podcast. My name is Jason Anderson, and I am recording this for the week ended November 14th, 2020. In this episode, I'll be talking about how I'm trying to put server tech into a tiny computer, and I also talk about how I helped to put a guy away for 10 years. But first off, let me just get to the server stuff, or trying to put it into a tiny computer. So I think this was about a week or two ago. I was looking up something on Mastodon. I've been reading that a lot. Usually what I'll do is I'll read through it in the morning or in the afternoon or, okay, when I'm bored. But anyway, I was looking over this guy who was trying to find a way to put ZFS on a Raspberry Pi. Now, for those of you who don't know, ZFS, or the Zettabyte file system, is this file system that's usually used on servers meant for backups. More specifically, this is a great file system for redundancy and for something, well, it also, you can use it to keep a lot of data on it. I mean, they don't call it the Zettabyte file system for nothing. One of the best things about ZFS is that it can do snapshots. What that means is the file system itself, or rather the software which supports ZFS, can read what has changed in the file system. So usually the file system may be saved on a hard disk or on an SSD or whatever in blocks of, 512 bytes or 256 bytes or however many bytes it is. And what it does is that it, every so often, maybe for instance every 15 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, or perhaps every hour, it will check what has changed in the file system. Then it will take those differences, it will take those differences and then it will copy them to some other place. So it may find, say, just a few kilobytes of data, or it may find, I don't know, terabytes of data, or just what has changed in the file system, and then it will securely copy them to another place. Not only does it copy it, but it verifies verifies what data has been copied through, I think, a process called copy on write. I don't know much about it, but suffice to say, it's really great for backups and really great for if you need to save a whole heck of a lot of data. So I was looking into this, and it is fairly interesting. The guy, he eventually did find a website or a tutorial of some kind which could allow him to save this data or have this RAID set up on a Raspberry Pi. Unfortunately, the website is written in broken English, so in some parts it's hard to understand it. By the way, I'll have a link to the website in the show notes for this. And so it's hard to figure out how... Well, it's not hard to figure out. They have pictures and all that stuff. I mean, the tutorial for it is pretty nice. Though in some places it's hard to follow because they just have bare code. And they only just say, oh, type in this, or here's the list of parts that you need to put together. I'm thinking, okay, so I guess it's that stuff. So they're using USB 3.0 for the SATA, or for the, okay, fine, whatever. And also it asks on the, so when you do actually download, oh, by the way, I haven't put any of this together. I haven't gotten the disks or SSDs or whatever the heck it is suggested that I get. I haven't gotten any of this because some of this may be quite expensive. I mean, I have the Raspberry Pi 4. I have the SD cards for this. I pretty much have all of that stuff. But still, I'm just going to see how this is exactly set up. So when you get the the disk image for this to install on the Raspberry Pi. By the way, they suggest that you use Ubuntu, of all things, instead of Raspberry Pi OS, but whatever. Anyway, you have to, once you've installed everything, once you've set up Ubuntu on the Raspberry Pi, then it suggests, get this script from this website. I think it's nasras.de. Again, this is a German site. And, you know, run this index file. Now, I'm not one to suggest to do that. I mean, even though this is just a clean install, I'm usually hesitant to do that. So what I'll usually do is I'll go through it and check the script. I haven't fully gone through the script on this one, but it seems mostly okay. And in fact, maybe some places need some improvement, so I'll go and improve that. Anyway, when I do actually install this or try to set this up, I'm wondering what I'll exactly do with it. I mean, I already have a Nextcloud install. Maybe I'll just use this as a regular old file server. Of course, I'm going to have to probably install some other stuff on it. Maybe set up a FTP server. It already comes installed with I think it's a Samba server, but I need to figure out where to put the files. I mean, maybe I'll just put them in the SRV directory or put them there, or maybe even put them in the home directory. I don't know. I mean, just make this a small backup, test it out as a small backup server, see how fast it can run. Heck, I already have this old computer lying around. Maybe I could instead use that. Of course, one of the drawbacks of that is that it will utilize, that it will draw a lot of power, or that it'll use a lot of power, but this is a little bit stronger than the Raspberry Pi, but still, it's worth a shot. I mean, it's a nice little piece of kit for doing backups. I don't think it can do a lot of throughput. This old hardware that I have could probably do better throughput than the Raspberry Pi, but I haven't tried it yet, so I'll get another, say, SSD or something like that and see what I can do with that. So now I go from talking about maybe taking an enterprise grade file system to this old story of how I put a guy away for a long time. So where I'm trying to think of where do I exactly begin with this. How about at the beginning? This was about, I'd say, 2007 or 2008. I was working at a supermarket at the time, and I was working this cash register, and I helped this guy to find a toothbrush of all those things. Yeah, he says, I need help with finding a toothbrush. Yeah, this guy in a tank top, he needs help with finding a toothbrush. And I thought, well, okay, sure, here, they're right over here, whatever. I see the guy, you know, he gets in line, and I also saw his skull tattoo on his shoulder, but I didn't think much of it. He paid cash for it, and just as I opened up the till, he jammed his hand into the till and then made off with I don't know how much money. So I usually don't like it when people do that, and I ran after him. I quickly stopped him. I was able to stop him, at least temporarily, at the door. What I had done was I grabbed the guy, almost forced him to the ground while shouting. I can't remember what I mean, this was a long time ago. I think I told him, you know, stop resisting, but whatever. He threw me off, and then he was running to the parking lot with the money, and he was trying to get to his getaway car. I bolted after him in pursuit. We get to his getaway car. It's more like a truck, whatever. He jumps into the passenger side. I grab the guy again, and he's, as I'm shouting, you know, stop doing this, stop, whatever, he's shouting to his accomplice, hey, quick, drive off. And so they drive off, and as they are driving, they drove off, I think, in a corner. No. Suffice to say, I was thrown about 4 or 5 feet, and I got not too many bruises, just a few scrapes and what have you. A lot of my coworkers had run out to the parking lot, and they were, you know, trying to help me to get up, and I just told them, ugh, I hate thieves. Anyway, flash forward about, I'd say, 15, 20 minutes, the cops had arrived, and so they're trying to get assessment of what had happened, so I gave them, you know, my details of what had happened. And it was kind of interesting, because I think that was the second time in the past, maybe it was the first time, I can't remember, in the past few months that I had written out a police report. It's kind of funny because when I was in high school, I thought other people would be writing police reports about me, but whatever. Anyway, as we were trying to wrap it up with the police, I'm thinking, could I get something for my arm? It's bleeding, you know. Could I please, you know, wrap this up? As a part of the police report, I also had to give them my real name, because at the time I hadn't changed it. After that, I think it was the day after, one of our regular customers, they said, oh, hey, I saw you on the news. I had heard there was a high-speed chase. And I just thought, well, I didn't see any of that high-speed chase. But after that, pretty much nothing really else happened. I mean, some of my coworkers were impressed that I had actually gone after him. What's even more amazing was that I kept my job for years to come. Don't know how the hell that happened, but whatever. But over the years, you know, since I was a victim of this, he had assaulted me. I was a part of, I'm trying to remember what it's called, abused people or victim something or whatever. So for years and years and years, I had gotten these letters which detailed, you know, about when he came up for parole and possibly when he was about to get out. And this went on every 6 months for, good God, 10 or 12 years. Finally, recently, it was revealed that the guy got out of, as far as I can tell, he's been put on parole. Now, I don't know whether the guy has a grudge against me. I seriously doubt it. I mean, after you've been in lockup for over 10 years, things change, but I don't know. I don't really have any animosity against the guy. All I can say is just hope that he has turned over a new leaf and that he is a better person for it. But you never know. I mean, in our society, usually what they like to do, even for criminals like him who did armed robbery, is that they would lock him up and throw away the key. But you never know. I mean, things change. All we can do is just hope things will get better, I guess. This may be a short episode this week, but I didn't have much to really talk about. Not a lot did actually happen over the past week. I did develop that game a little bit more, but then again, I can't keep talking about that all the time. I should instead put that up on my blog or release more videos of it. I mean, rest assured, there will be more to come about it, but it's just I've been too busy with work and other small things to put full time into it. I'd love to put full time into it, but can't really do that right now. That's this episode for this week. If you want to get in touch with me, you can look me up on Twitter at FakeJasonA, or you can look me up on Mastodon at artane@mass.linuxgamecast.com. You can also look on my blog page at jasonsblog.place. And remember, you can't get to the top of the mountain if you don't aim for the stars. Hope to see you next week.